guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Alright.
So Butch, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the process. It started out as a, you know, 5-episode CW seed, and then it did really well, and you decided to go full movie. Like, what was that decision making?
No, actually, it was all pre-planned before the 5. We got JM's script. We were told from that point on, before you even start anything, break it down to 5-minute episodes. And with that, it was finding in between the episodes, how can we break it up so we have slightly a cliffhanger for the next one. And whatever didn't work, we pulled out. And that's what's in the 30, 25-minute material we have now in the Blu-ray. But it's important stuff. It was, you know, it isn't just filler. It actually enhances the characters, the story, everything. It's just, for the 5-minute stuff, could we live without it if we were able to make these 10 episodes 5 minutes each, you know? And I think most of it works. Just one or two might not, you know, but... Right. I think it's DC and Warner Brothers together. They realize, well, they actually do have a character, regardless of that TV show not going another season. Obviously, it has a lot of fans, you know. So, for them to just leave it alone there, and you know, wouldn't have worked. So, I think they weren't going to do a second season. This was their other option. At least keep it going somehow as a standalone. If we can do successfully animation, then it's a win situation for them and us, either way. I'm hoping they do a live-action season again. You know, it'd be great. I'd hope they do both. If this does well, they might think about it again, so we'll see.
I mean, is he a dark character? He wasn't Justice League dark here. I mean, obviously he is, but I guess, was that a challenge?
Not really. I mean, honestly, I've read him since Swamp. He was introduced in Swamp Thing when Alan Moore wrote it. And you get the character right away. You know, you can't help it. And he's lovable, regardless of him being a miserable sod. He's great, you know. And he's a guy that, obviously, you'd see at the end of the bar once in a while, when obviously there's something going on there. And he'll want to get in a fight and this and that. But he's got a certain charm about him, you know. I know the smoking thing is all rotten now, and we don't, you know, but... I used to smoke. I gave up years ago, though. It's great.
This is what's neat about this is DC Animation's going into. They did it with Justice League Dark. Did it with Justice League Dark, and now with this, they're entering the horror realm a little bit. And that's a And that's a place that even the other guys don't go into as much.
Yeah, and this was my chance, and Doug Murphy, my director. We both said to ourselves, "Look, I mean, we're going to do this. We're going to make a horror film." I'm not looking at it as like some kind of Harry Potter throwback or something. We're doing straight horror, which means blood, gore, you know, what, dismemberment, all other kinds of crap. So in our heads, I wasn't thinking the supernatural as much. That's already built in because of what what he does. But I felt it's like you treat it like an 80s or 90s horror film and go with that as much as you could get away with, and that's kind of where we went with it.
So for something like this that's very dark, you have a lot of people, a lot of hats, do you find that you are trying to motivate your team towards the light, or do you want people to kind of go and really reflect and really sit in the dark?
Yeah, I mean, initially we weren't told that we were getting an R rating, but I could have played it with the script. It could have been a PG-13 easily, but I told the crew, let's go as far as we could go and see if Warner Brothers is going to hold us back. And I was waiting because we got to certain places. It's like, all right, this is where they're going to come back at us. And they did. So, and then ultimately, I guess, they weren't telling us they wanted an R rating, but they were happy to get it, and they took it. So we weren't told at that point that we were doing an R-rated film. It was an unsaid thing. But I just assumed, all right, I'm going to, if throw everything in the kitchen sink at this and see what happens. They didn't flinch much, except for the sex. Then they said there was maybe too many pumps going on or something like that. I don't know.
Well, being that you are familiar with the character from the beginning, is this story the story? If you could tell one Constantine story, is this the story that you wanted to tell?
This is the one, because it's pretty much his origin story. It's where he basically screwed up, and it's why he became what he became, you know, why he's insolent to himself, why he became a heavy smoker and drinker. It's because he has to live with the results all these years for what happened back in Newcastle. So that was always considered his basic origin story. I mean, before that, he had magic skills. He was born with it, and he was learning the skills to summon and open up, new voids. But he wasn't as advanced at it as when he opened this one up. He was too cocky about it, and he brought on a certain amount of hell to the world that he really shouldn't have, and he's been paying the consequences. So that's pretty much what makes the character, ultimately.
And is it the tension? You know, he's obviously a bit of a bastard sometimes, but there is something there, because, you know, as JM said, he wouldn't do the things he did if there wasn't something at his core. The things actually, maybe I should try and fix this, so he gets people into horrible situations, but he wants to try and fix things. Is that the tension that you find interesting
in
the character?
Oh, yeah. That is it. It's the anti-hero, practically, you know, all over again. The classic anti-hero. Obviously, he was a cocky bastard when he was younger, but, and he was a daredevil, you know, him and Chaz would do strange things, but eventually, there's a cost to it, and he knows it, you know, and as an adult, it's what he's been living with, and that's why he has his own troubles. But it's Chaz coming back into the story after 18 years. It reminds him of that, of what happened. And you have to make it right. So, and ultimately, when you guys get to the end, he makes it right, but he doesn't. It's not exactly all rosy ending.
Well, I think that's how the story can be related to us normals being, right? Like, we make mistakes and there are consequences. Right. We all can relate to that, right?
Exactly, and that's what's nice about working on these, is that we are doing more adult, true adult material instead of just basic sex and violence. There's core to the story, it's true, and to the heart, you know.
Did it help that the Joker story that was done,
Killing Joke,
was done first as an R-rated, so you didn't have that pressure to do it? It's like, okay, they've done it, so we know we can do it.
I think we're living in the ether of that. Yeah, that's great. Luckily, they did it first, so we didn't get all the stabs at it.
Is it Constantine or Constantine?
Again, that's, I know if you're from England, Constantine, but here, I asked DC, and it's Constantine for them. Yeah. And I've read some of those on YouTube, and it's right, because I used to say Constantine when I was a kid too, when I lived in England, but not about the character, about other stuff. School
is. So the Scouse thing survives, because he is, the fact that he is a Scouser is very much part of his personality.
Yeah.
We do see some of that in the film.
Yeah, I mean, the one problem was we couldn't exactly do the full Scouse accent. So it's, you can hear that he's playing it more northern, maybe Manchester, a little bit more towards that. And Chaz, he's probably been a cab driver in London for so long. He probably did it on purpose, to forget about that class. Because even back in the 70s and 60s, I remember when I was a kid over there, people coming up from the north would go down to London, they'd change their accent right away because they didn't want people to make fun of their northern accent. Now, no one cares.
It depends. Yeah. I've got friends who have got a guy who comes to Liverpool, he's lived in Somerset.
Right.
He's got, he gets angry. He gets the Scouse commands.
Yeah. But now, most of it's on, news presenters on the news and everything, they speak their own, the natural language, so. But back then, people used to make fun of it.
What was it like when you either saw or heard Matt's performance in this? Did he go beyond what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is, he was actually, we recorded him from London, so even that, but we had a camera on him, so we were able to see what he was doing. And he was, when he'd acted out, he'd really, you know, pull it out in the physical too, so he's great for the part.
Was that applied in the animation too?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that, when me and Doug were watching it, it's like we told the board guys, look, when he does these certain things, that's, you know, try to grasp that. So
great.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.